face. Just say the word and you won't see me again. Just say the word and you won't see me again.
And joining us right now is Manny Charlton. You all know him and love him from Nazareth, the group that had that huge hit Love Hurts and many other great tunes on tons of albums. Manny is a guitarist and also a well-known music producer, and he has a lot of new stuff out there, too, and we're going to talk to him right now about it. How you doing, Manny?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us on.
Now, you were actually born in Spain, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
But moved when you were young to, what, Scotland?
That's right. When I was 2 years old, my mother and father relocated to Scotland.
So what kind of music were you listening to in Scotland?
In Scotland, early rock and roll. All the early Elvis, Chuck Berry, and all the good stuff.
So you were listening to American music there?
Yeah.
Was there any Scottish bands that were influential at all?
Sorry?
Was there any Scottish bands that were influential at all?
Maybe the Alex Harvey band. I used to go and watch them in their early days. He was great. He was a great artist. I don't know if you heard very much of him over here. He did great in the UK in the 70s.
So is also the British music, I assume that was influential as well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the Beatles and all that stuff.
Yeah. And that was where a lot of the music was coming from our country. In the mid-60s, was all British music.
Yeah. The British invasion, they called it.
That's right. But so I guess they invaded Scotland as well, huh? But we had more an American invasion, it sounds like, in Scotland in the early 60s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always listened to American music. I mean, that's the roots, you know, country music and the blues, you know.
Were you listening to things like Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell, people like that?
Yeah, yeah. They were very influential, the singer-songwriters. Dylan was just awesome, you know, just... He made sensible lyrics work, you know. He just redefined songwriting, really. He had a big effect on the Beatles, of course.
Of course, yeah. Now, when you were in Scotland in 1968, you joined a local band called the Shadettes.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us about that, how it started, and then how it ended up metamorphosizing into Nazareth.
Well, what happened was that we were in separate bands. It was the Shadettes were basically Dan and Pete, Dan McCafferty, Pete Agnew, and Daryl Sweet, the drummer. And we knew each other, friends, you know. We used to get on the same bus, and we used to play in the same ballroom as well. On opposite stages, I'd be with another band called the Red Hawks, and they had the Shadettes. And we became good friends, and I said, you know, if anything ever happens to the Red Hawks, you know, we should maybe try and do something together. And one day I met Pete, and he said that his guitar player had left, and did I want the gig with their band? And I said, sure. I said, great, sounds great. I said, but we've got to change the name, you know, because it was like the Little Shadows. The Shadows were an instrumental group in the UK that were...
Well, there were the Shadows of Night, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was around the same time, but...
So anyway, eventually we changed our name to Nazareth.
And how long did it take before success came?
We spent about 3 years semi-pro in Scotland, just doing ballrooms and clubs. And eventually we got ourselves a manager.
And you guys started, didn't you also go to London and play at the Marquee Club?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that was the very early days. When we first turned pro, we went down to London, and we lived in London for a while, and we made an album, and we made another album. And the third album was called Razzmanazz, and that opened all the doors for us in Europe.
Yeah, Broken Down Angel was a hit in Europe from that, right?
That was the song that broke the band, really.
Right. That's the band was not big in the United States. In fact, I don't even think that song was released here, but it was big in the UK and in Europe.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. It was top 10 in the UK, and it wasn't until here we did an album called Here the Dog that we really registered in America. Now, up until then, we had just been releasing our albums, and they were getting ignored, basically.
Yeah, funny you mentioned Here the Dog, because I noticed that's the label name for your... Manny Charlton Band.
It's an endorsement. but there's a company, I don't know if you want to
advertise,
but there's a hangover drink called Hair of the Dog that's based in Dallas here, and they very kindly decided to endorse us and give us some help.
Oh, so I didn't know that. I thought it was kind of a label name that you might have named after that. I didn't realize that.
No, it's our endorser.
Ah.
Endorseer.
Money.
Yeah, well, it helps a little bit, you know. They pressed a bunch of albums for us, and they're helping us out a little bit, you know.
Yeah, and in the United States, in 1976, in January, Love Hurts went into the top 10 here.
Yeah.
A song that was a lot of people don't know was originally recorded by Roy Orbison in 1961.
Oh, yeah, way back. Everly Brothers did a great version of it as well. And I've always loved the song. And what happened was we picked up an album. We all used to listen to music together when we were traveling. And I picked up an album by Gram Parsons and Emmylou Harris. And they did a great, beautiful version of Love Hurts. And that brought the song right back to us.
Uh-huh.
And one day we were in the studio scratching our heads, what can we do? And Daryl, our drummer, said, let's do Love Hurts. And I said, great, let's do it. And the rest is history.
that was a huge hit around here.
Oh, yeah.
But the toughest thing, I guess, you know, is getting the second one. And in the United States, at least, Nazareth never scored again on the top 40.
That's right. We never actually... We got a lot of radio play on a couple of songs, but nothing charted again, I guess. Just didn't capture the imagination of the kids.
But still in Europe, though, Nazareth was hot for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, we did really good in America. I mean, we did a lot of touring and a lot of stadiums, and we did real well in the latter half of the 70s.
Who were some of the folks you toured with, do you remember?
Oh, you name it. Aerosmith, Ted Nugent, Boston, Heart, Rush, just about everybody.
Yeah.
And, a lot of fun.
You know, the arena, yeah. You know, what was it like, the touring? Were you guys wild and crazy on the road, or were you somewhat tame?
No, we weren't bad. Like, we partied a lot, but we didn't get into destruction of hotels and stuff like that. You know, we never really saw that. I think we were a little bit old and a bit more mature. We were all in our, you know, late 20s and early 30s when we actually broke.
Was anybody married in the group at that time?
We were all married.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of takes a sting out of the fun on the road.
It makes it difficult.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, it makes it difficult to hold a relationship together.
Now, did all of you end up getting married, getting divorced, or did you all stay together?
I'm the only one that got divorced.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I got divorced around about 1990.
Huh. Now, do you have any children?
I have two children, yeah. I have a boy and a girl. They're still located in Scotland.
Ah.
I married an American girl and moved over here.
Either of the kids musically inclined, like Dad?
They like music, but they're not into actually playing or doing anything like that.
No. Talk a little bit about your newest stuff that you've got out. I know that I heard it. I like some of the new material that you just released, including a CD which is called "Say the Word."
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, I like it a lot. And you do all the instruments and all the vocals on that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the real solo record. And MCB is the band. That's the band record.
Right.
Manny Charlton band.
And I have that one too. The Clone List. Clone This is the MC
Clone
band.
This, yeah.
Yeah, that's also good stuff. I like the music.
Yeah, it's kind of more, a little bit more modern, maybe, you know, than its influences.
No, those are all original tunes.
Yeah.
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 You must have like an encyclopedia of tunes in your head.
I do. Yeah, I just write all the time.
Yeah. So do you write
all the time? It's finding an outlet for them, really. That's the problem.
What is it, you know, for you, what is more fun, being in, you know, the leader of Manny Charlton band or doing a solo piece all by yourself?
I like being in the band.
Yeah?
You know, doing the solo stuff is great because you've got ultimate, you've got, you know, all the control of it. Nobody to argue with, you know. But I like playing with the band. I like the dynamic of working with different people and bouncing ideas off them.
Yeah. Now, what about some of the other guys that you started the band with Nazareth? What are they up to nowadays?
They're still touring as Nazareth. They're still out there touring Russia and touring Canada and America and doing clubs. And
any chance for a reunion at all?
Doubtful.
Now, do you guys have a problem personally getting together, or?
I don't think they would particularly want to work together.
Really?
We're still kind of friends, and we're still partners, in our back catalogue and all the albums and that, and I still get paid all the royalties that I'm due, and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Kind of ended a little bit on a sour note, so some people forgive and some people don't.
Well, you know, sometimes maybe for a charitable event or something like that will bring you guys together.
Who knows what the future holds, but
you never know.
The original drummer with Nazareth died a few years back there, 2 or 3 years ago there. So there's only the two guys that's left, the bass player and the singer of the original,
right.
The original band.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to believe that it was 1989 when Snakes and Ladders came out. That was your last CD with Nazareth.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Yeah, I mean, but you've done so much stuff. You know, a lot of people, you know, think of you as a guitarist, and you're a great guitarist, but you're also a really talented music producer. And I know that you did some of the pre-production work for Guns N' Roses' classic Appetite for Destruction.
That's right. I was asked to go and do the album, but I was in the middle of a Nazareth project. And I couldn't just make the thing fit. I couldn't just find the time. I was in the middle of doing an album called Cinema for Nazareth. And we just couldn't get our schedules together. So it didn't happen. But I did work with them in the studio. And I recorded early demos for them. And they were great.
Yeah, that was, especially at that time of their career. They were great.
Band, yeah.
Yeah, they were a really good band. I understand that you also enjoy building guitars.
Yeah, I've built a few, yeah. Put them together and that, you know.
Any chance of the Charlton Guitar Company starting?
No. I just put them together for myself.
Yeah, you just enjoy it?
Yeah, I just enjoy it.
I understand, someone tells me you live in Texas now.
Yeah, I live just north of Fort Worth.
You and President Bush.
Yeah, that's right.
Both Texans.
The man of the moment.
Yeah. Now, do you enjoy living there? You like that area of the country?
Yeah. The weather can get a bit fierce down here, and tornadoes and hail and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But generally, nice.
Do you miss Scotland?
Sometimes.
Do you get out there at all?
It seems the only time I get there now is for funerals. So that's the only thing. I don't go back that often.
Yeah.
I don't go back that often, really. I'd like to go back to Europe a bit more. I miss Europe more than anything.
Yeah. Or maybe you can get the Mary Charlton Band a couple gigs out there.
That would be great. Actually, we did some gigs in Sweden.
Yeah.
On our previous record, our last record, our last album, called Stonken. We went over and we did Swedish Rock Festival over there.
Yeah, one of the things that you don't have now, and I assume it's a huge difference. I mean, Nazareth was on A&M when Love Hurts hit in this country,
yeah.
and you're not on a major label anymore. How does that affect the fact that all the gigs that you can book and things like
difficult.
That?
It's difficult without a major label or without a really good independent label that's willing to, you know, put their heart and soul in to try and, you know, break the band, you know.
Right.
It's real difficult because you need money, you know. You need money to do videos and get in the studio and all that stuff, you know. So it gets kind of difficult.
And now, in terms of money, if folks want to buy these new CDs, the Manny Charlton Band, or your independent one, they can go to MannyCharlton.com on the web, right?
That's right. Yeah, they can get it through my site.
It's MannyCharlton.com.
Right.
And you can pick up any of the CDs there. You get some great photos of Manny, his biography, and information about touring, and all that kind of stuff. In fact, if you know offhand, do you know where you're going to be in the next few weeks?
We're just doing local gigs here. We're just doing some clubs. We're doing one on the 15th, and I think we're due to do something in the middle of June.
So folks lucky enough to be listening to us from Texas right now, they can go see you.
Yeah.
But if you're living in anywhere else in the country or the world, you get a long way to go.
Yeah.
But you can go to MannyCharlton.com, and I assume that if you guys have a tour planned, that you'll post it on there, and folks can know where you're going to be.
For sure.
Great. Manny, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
And you.
And have a good one.
And take care, Mark.
Take care.
Bye-bye.